that are missing. So we are looking for a volunteer to make a new architecture file for other platforms. A FOSS program is basically a list of definitions, and there must be one definition for the keyword process, which is the equivalent of main in C++. And when you compile that, it generates a C++ class with basically five methods, one that gives you the number of input of the object of the signal processor, the number of output, a way to initialize the signal processor, a way to build the user interface from a very abstract level description, and a way to call the computation for the signals. You give the input sample, the output buffers, and it fills the output buffers with the input samples transformed. So I will explain a little bit the block diagram algebra. So you can't, yeah, okay. It's a bit invisible. Okay, this is a block diagram. I just want to explain the role of the algebra. So instead of being in a visual programming language where you connect the blocks, the outputs of some blocks to the inputs of other blocks, here we are in a purely textual language. So the question is, how do we represent this kind of graphs into a purely textual language? Obviously, if we represent that as a list of connections saying, okay, we have input two of block blah, 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 connected to output three of block blah, 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 it's not a programming language for human. It's adequate for machine, but not for human. So we had to invent a formalization, a way to describe this graph in a textual way. And this is the role of the block diagram algebra. Is it more readable for you? Okay, so this is an example of a very simple block diagram, and here is the algebraic representation of this block diagram. So you can see here three operations of the algebra that are used. The split operation that connects